Welcome to Many Messages. I'm Brother James, and this is Holy Week. Easter, Resurrection Sunday. He is risen. That's right, it's Easter, it's Resurrection Sunday. And so I'm going to jump right into scripture here in the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark. She saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran to Simon Peter and to the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." And at that, Peter and the other disciple went out, hidden for the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and got to the tomb first. Stooping down, he saw the linen cloths lying there, yet he did not go in. Then following him, Simon Peter came also. He entered the tomb and saw the linen cloths lying there. The wrapping that had been on his head was not lined with the linen cloths, but was folded up in a separate place by itself. The other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, then entered the tomb, saw and believed, for they still did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went home again. But Mary stood outside facing the tomb, crying. As she was crying, she stooped to look into the tomb. She saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where Jesus' body had been laid. They said to her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "Because they've taken away my Lord," she told them, "and I don't know where they've put him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, though she did not know it was Jesus. "Woman," Jesus said to her, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Supposing he was the gardener, she replied, "Sir, if you've removed him, tell me where you've put him, and I will take him away." Jesus said, "Mary." Turning around, she said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. "Don't cling to me," Jesus told her, "for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them that I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I've seen the Lord," and she told them what he had said to her. So he is risen. He is risen indeed. See, early on that Sunday morning, Jesus finished his fight with death and he arose from the grave. And some gospels report that a group of women went to finish the burial dressings for Jesus' body, but they didn't have time after the crucifixion. To finish the burial dressings, so they were going that Sunday morning to finish it. When they got to the tomb, they found that it was open and empty. Led by Mary Magdalene, they raced to inform the disciples of what they had found. So the disciples rush to the tomb to see for themselves, and they find nobody. So they leave in disbelief, and everyone goes away except Mary. She stays behind and is soon face to face with two angels. And these angels are telling her to stop crying. Jesus is risen, just like he said he would. Okay, she still don't get it, right? And so she turns and she starts to walk away, and there's this man there, and she thinks he's the gardener. But it's not the gardener. It's Jesus. And he calls her by name. And when he calls her by name, she knows exactly who it is. And that goes back to when he first called her. He called her by name. He claimed her as his. And again, here we see him calling her by name. And he does that with all of his sheep. He calls us all by name. And so we have to remember that in the resurrection, Jesus has fought for us, has died for us, has continued to fight for us, and now he's risen to rescue us. It's not on the cross where we should hang our belief and our glory, but in the resurrection. Any man can die. Very few will ever die for you, but any man can die. But Jesus rose. He rose from the grave. He conquered death, and he did it all for us, and he brings us our salvation through the resurrection. So we have to remember that we are just like Mary. He's going to call us by name. And not only that, she was the first evangelist. She's the first person to testify about the risen Savior. She got to have the honor of being the first person to go tell anybody that Jesus Christ is risen. And not only did she just go tell anybody, she went and told Simon Peter and John. She went and told the disciples, his most trusted friends, his closest companions, and she gets to be the one to tell them that Jesus is risen. And we have that same duty. We get to be like Mary. We get to be the evangelists that share the risen Savior with the world. And we have to go tell people. That's what we're supposed to do. Imagine, and I'm saying this because it's fresh on my mind, but imagine a fisherman who casts nets into the water and gathers the fish, and then it's later sorted on the shore. Our job is just to cast the nets, and that's sharing the gospel with everybody. And when we bring in as many people as we can, we leave it to the owner of the field, the owner of the pasture, the owner of the boat that we're in out here in the world. He gets to sort the fish. He gets to sort the catch. So we have to remember that we have a duty as fishers of men, as evangelists, as gospel spreaders, whatever, to share the good news of the risen Savior with as many people as possible. And one of the greatest things about it is the cross is empty. The crown of thorns is laid to the side. The linens are thrown on in the corner. They're sitting on the bench, on the whatever it was, this table he was laid on. The linen that was covering his face is folded neatly. The tomb is empty. Remember that. He's not in the grave. He's not on the cross. He's no longer wearing the shame of mockery that was put on him. And he's no longer dressed for burial. Our Lord and Savior is risen. He is risen indeed. And he is coming to rescue all of us if we allow him into our hearts and into our lives. He will rescue all of us from our sins that oppress us and press us down daily and keep us at lowest of low possible places we could possibly be. Trust in Jesus. And that's the gospel message that we have to give to everybody, is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, has come and is risen. And he is risen for each and every one of us. He has conquered death and the grave for all of us if we would only trust in him. And so I want to turn back to the image that we have at hand. The cross is empty. Jesus has been laid in the tomb. But when Simon Peter and the beloved disciple run in, the linens are laid, you know, the linens are just there. Nobody's on the table. But there on the table is a folded napkin. The cloth that covered the face of Jesus is folded and set at the head of the table. And there's a tradition for Hebrew masters, not just anybody, but Hebrew masters, that when they get up from the table, they fold the napkin and they place it on the table where they were at. They don't just throw it on the table. They throw it on the table when they're done. They fold it and place it neatly on the table when they're coming back. And it reminds us that he's coming back. He came back from the dead. He has ascended to our Father. He sits at the right hand of God. And he sent the Comforter to us so that we may have wisdom and guidance and peace. And he's coming back one day. But before he does, it's our duty to be like Mary and share the news of him rising with as many people as possible. Look, I'm going to try and keep this short for you. I love you. I hope you have a blessed Easter, blessed Resurrection Sunday, whatever you want to call it. Enjoy this time with whoever you can. I know times are difficult right now, but don't neglect this holiday. This is the most important holiday in all of Christendom. Have a blessed Easter. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you've enjoyed this content, please visit my website, www.brotherjamesparty.com, to view and listen to more content that I've been able to put out. You can also subscribe to the website there and receive updates as new material comes out. And also, you can either go to patreon.com/brotherjamesparty, or you can click the Patreon button at the bottom of the welcome page, and you would be helping me out into bringing you further, better, more in-depth content. I would greatly appreciate it. Love you guys. Thanks so much.